Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online to talk all things agriculture, Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. Good morning to you.
G'day, Neil.
Now, let's talk about the dairy industry today, if we could. I know that there's been a decline in dairy farms in the local area. Do we still have any about?
Well, the closest dairy to Orange is in Blaneyshire, and it's Davis's Dairy, pretty well west of Blaney, on Carcor Road, so between sort of Carcor and Blaney. When I was growing up, you know, say 40 or so years ago, we had about 8 or 10 dairies just close to Orange, you know, Lucknow through around Spring Hill in around the Orange area. So a big change in the number of dairies that we've seen in this local area.
Yeah, okay. So how's the local industry changed from 40 years ago? I mean, sure, there's less of them, but there's been plenty of internal changes as well.
So we've seen a lot of internal changes, and we still do have dairies in the region. So I was just looking close to Orange. There's still a couple of dairies at Bathurst. You've got Moxie's or Australian Fresh Milk Holdings at Goolagong down on the Lachlan River. And you've got a couple of dairies at Cowra. So there are still some dairies around, some over in the Forbes area as well. But the change is we're probably producing far, far, far more milk than we ever produced back 40 years ago because of the scale. We've had probably more of an industrialisation of the dairy industry, and we've seen some big players like Moxie's, Australian Fresh Milk Holdings operations, and even they have an Orange office with a number of employees in that office in Orange. So it's become more a business rather than a farm, I suppose you could say, dairying, but you still do have some dairy farmers in the area produced, but volumes are far, far, far more than the little old dairy farms. And you go back 100 years and pretty well every second person had a dairy cow.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Now, let's talk about the price war that occurred in the supermarkets. Of course, it wasn't that long ago you get milk for $1 a litre. I don't know if you still can. I don't look for that. I know what I buy, but I try, and I think I'm supporting a local producer, somebody in Australia where the money stays in Australia, but I'm not always sure that I am. So the price increase in the supermarkets, has any of that gone back into the farmers' hands?
Well, the good news is, yes, it has. And the latest milk prices that are out, some manufacturers are paying up to 70 cents a litre now for milk from the producer. So that's a big change. It was down in the 40s to very low 50s during the height of this last debate before the price started to go up. And that really makes a big difference between loss-making and profitability. Yeah. So some good news there finally for dairy farmers. It hasn't been a huge hit on the hip pocket, probably 20 or so cents a litre, 20, 25 cents a litre increase, but that most of that has flown straight back through to dairy farmers, which has helped them get through the drought. And now that things have greened up, hopefully improve their profitability, because a lot of dairy farmers were making big losses back 12, 18 months ago.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, that's great news. Now let's talk about the grain harvest. That's got to be getting underway shortly.
Well, it already has. In the north of the state, harvesters are in, which is quite early for New South Wales. So we've started to see some wheat and barley being harvested in the north, where crops are planted a lot earlier and the season finishes a lot quicker. So the harvesters are out there at the moment. But in our part of the world, we're still probably a couple of weeks away. And when I say our part of the world, probably the Condobolin area, I would suspect in the next couple of weeks that we will start to see some grain harvested.
Okay, and that harvest trail, they move from the north of the state all the way down south. What's labour doing this year with regard to COVID-19? Are we short of employees to get on there and drive the bins and the headers, etc.?
Well, I believe that we're even seeing airline pilots come in and drive the harvesters or chaser bins or trucks, depending on their licensing.
Right.
And so labour, from the latest information with regard to the grain harvest, there should be enough people around to help out, and including at the silo operations, etc. So some positive news there as well.
Any other risks or threats to the harvest this year?
So one of the biggest risks, and we're potentially expecting a record wheat crop, by the way, could get up to 12 million tonnes in New South Wales, but the greatest risk is weather. As in, we've got the crop, it's coming up, it's drying out, it's hayed off, it's moving towards harvest, and the biggest risk is a major rain event over several days. As that grain ripens, the grain then swells and starts to shoot. Hopefully we won't get an ongoing rain event, but there is a greater risk once we move towards harvest.
Okay, now, we're speaking of rainfall, last week you mentioned that it was La Nina maybe starting and impacting on our rainfall, and there's a big rain event coming through, I guess, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a bit of Monday as well.
Certainly into next week. The world models are now indicating what I was talking about last week, and we only had a little rain event a few days ago, but coming forth into the weekend and next week, early next week, it looks as though we're going to start getting some unsettled conditions, probably a trough settle over us for a number of days and bring showers and thunderstorms to our part of the world. So it's not going to be a rain event, but there will probably be very heavy falls, hopefully not too much hail, but there's always a risk of hail at this time of the year. Spring is notorious for hail, but we will potentially see some heavy falls. Other people will maybe not get a lot of rain at all. So it'll be patchy, like it is during spring and into summer. But for a lot of people, we're probably going to see several days around our region. We're going to see several days of unsettled weather. So the potential start of what the forecasters are saying is going to be a wetter period of time.
Okay, fantastic. Bruce Reynolds was with me from Reynolds Communication, talking all things to do with the land. Bruce, as always, a pleasure, mate. Thanks for the insight. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Neil.